Welcome to How Now, the podcast where we talk about how to live in the now. And here's your host, Kim Martin Raymond.
Peace and blessings, love and light, and welcome to this edition of the How Now podcast, where we talk about how to live in the now. I am your host, Kim Martin Raymond. I'm a minister, spiritual life coach, holistic nutritionist, author, and founder of Redefining You LLC, where I help my clients to realign themselves mind, body, and spirit. And if this is your first time joining us on the How Now podcast, welcome. We are in season three and quickly approaching the end of the year and the beginning of season four of the How Now podcast. So again, if you are new, please go to my website, www.hownowpodcast.com, and pick your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe. You can also scroll down to the bottom of the page and click on the banner for this week's show, and it'll take you to the How Now YouTube channel, where you can like, follow, share, and subscribe there as well. And don't forget to click the notification bell that you always know what's happening in the now. And again, that's www.hownowpodcast.com. So let's get into tonight's show, where we are going to be talking about Reiki. We're going to be talking about feeling the vibration and talking about life force and talking about energy. You know, we are energetic beings, and there are so many ways in which we can heal, in which we can promote wellness and health through the power of Reiki. And here to help me to go through the weeds of what Reiki is all about is my beautiful guest. And of course, as is customary with the How Now podcast, I'm going to have her to introduce herself at this time.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Kim, thank you so much for having me on the How Now podcast. I'm excited to be here. Everyone, I am Salara Sevier. I'm a Reiki master teacher and an oracle. I'm an international speaker as well as an inventor. So for those who may not be familiar with what a Reiki master teacher is, it's a person who has reached the highest level of expertise in the practice of Reiki. Now, Reiki is a Japanese holistic energy healing technique. Now, for those who may be wondering, now, what is an oracle? I know I've heard of that, but what is that? Is that someone who's on, what was that with Keanu Reeves, you know, the oracle who was on there?
Yes.
Very similar.
I am.
Absolutely. So an oracle bridges the gap between the ordinary and the extraordinary. Now, we do that by utilizing our intuitive gifts. And for myself, I actually can hear certain information. I can see certain information and just a knowingness. And I use that information to help my clients with practical steps to get to the next level in their life. I'm the founder of Soul Reiki Health, Beauty, and Wellness, and that is a holistic wellness brand that bridges the gap between mind, body, and soul. I believe that we are spiritual beings, but we inhabit this beautiful physical body, and we have to integrate the two to achieve well-being. Hello again, everyone. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. Awesome. I absolutely love that. You know, you and I connected, through, social media. And I was so excited when I heard that you were a Reiki master, because I too am a Reiki master. I received, my attunements and became a Reiki master about 3 years ago. So I am a violet light Reiki master. And so it's exciting to be able to talk someone else who is a Reiki master, you know, as well. And so, I am thrilled to be talking about this, because it is something that people know a little bit about or are unclear about. So I am grateful for the definitions that you gave, because that is definitely something that, you know, we want people to understand. I love this platform because it gives us an opportunity to pique people's interest and peel back a little bit of the onions on things that they're not, certain about. Okay. And so let's talk about how you first came to be a Reiki master. Was this something that you started, and because the show starts with things that happened prior to the pandemic, were you practicing Reiki prior to the pandemic happening?
Excellent question. I was actually practicing as a cardiac registered nurse at the time. And I had been a nurse for over 16 years and really struggled with energy. Energy was always being pulled from me. I always felt depleted and run down. And I was getting to the point of burnout. I actually ended up spending the night in the hospital at one point because I was just so stressed and overworked. And I knew at that point, and I believe that was in 2017. And so I knew then, like, you know, this is getting to a point where I have to follow my peace and my joy. And I was trying to do an entrepreneurship endeavor along with nursing, but it just wasn't enough balance to be able to pursue that full time. And so as things go, we kind of segue towards the pandemic timeframe. And I actually heard the word Reiki, actually. And this was about end of 2018, going into 2019. And I said, oh my goodness, this word is coming to me. And I could remember I said earlier, as an oracle, I can hear information. And so for myself, I heard Reiki. And I was just thinking, like, what is that? And so I started researching about it and found out the amazing benefits of Reiki and what it is. And I said, oh my goodness, this is calling to me. And so in 2019, I actually became a level one and level two Reiki practitioner. And so after that, I said, you know, this is just giving me these beautiful energy techniques. And I know for myself that I want to be on the preventive side of my clients, of my patients. I want to make sure that they can heal themselves and prevent themselves from having to come into the hospital. And so as the pandemic was ushered in 2020, I found that courage, that empowerment after so many years of nursing to walk away from nursing and pursue Reiki as a full-time career, if you will. And just, you know, became a Reiki master teacher. I actually wanted to teach because I felt that it gives me the ability to share this wonderful knowledge of Reiki in a format that helps other people be drawn into that awareness and that potential healing that we all have within us.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I love that. And just like you said, it's interesting because like you said, you were healing people in a different way and to be able to, you know, have it come to you, you know, in energetic form is, you know, it's next level. And so just like you were saying, to move from a space of burnout and of stress and to move into this space of saying that, you know, you were seeking your joy, you know, that's difficult for some people to do, you know, to be able to be obedient to those things that we hear, that inner voice, that inner, you know, nudging, you know, that comes along and says, hey, you know, look into this. And that's something that is so real. And it's beautiful that you were obedient to the call. And that you know, started taking the steps to do that. And I'm sure that that was difficult. I'm sure that that was a huge paradigm shift, you know, in your life to move from a career, a 16-year career, like you said, in nursing, and to do this full time. And so,
absolutely,
you know, as you were making that transition, you know, I'm sure that you know, you went about, well, you did the research. You went about trying to find out more about Reiki and you found someone to teach you the techniques that come along with Reiki. What was something that was your biggest takeaway when you became a Reiki master as you were learning more about it?
That's an excellent question. My biggest takeaway was the potential that lies on the inside of us. As you know, Kim, these Reiki, and of course we won't go too much into it, but just what we learn in Reiki can cross time, space, dimension barriers. And so there can be immediate change that takes place. And that's why when we work with our clients, they can walk away from our tables feeling that impact of the healing that took place, you know, and then they're calling us, you know, days, sometimes weeks later saying, hey, I'm still feeling these effects, you know, of my healing session, you know, that happened. So just to know the power behind it and to know that we're connecting with that power, with our internal power source, as well as that life force energy, that God force, and just being in awareness that all things are possible. So for me, it just opened up that awareness, like, This is how it made sense to me, because we all hear that things are possible and this and that, but we don't know the how. And for my life path, I was on search for the how, like, how does that work? How can I do this? And so for me, this answered that in a way that just benefited not only myself, but others.
Yeah. I think, like I said, when I think about it, I think about my experience. It was having Reiki done on me. You know, as I was going through the process, that was so powerful, because, you know, in order for us to be able to practice, you know, we have to experience it ourselves. And so to tap into my own life force was like, that was something that was so powerful to me. And you know, the effects of it, it resonated. It took days. I was like, wow, you know. I was like, I still feel this. And you know, my teacher, you know, I was calling her and was like, you know, this feeling, I've never experienced anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
And just like you said, then the excitement of knowing that I experienced it and now I can, you know, help others to experience it as well,
mm-hmm.
was just huge. It was huge. And so, like I said, it was something that's so beautiful and something to tap into, and you know, I just think about everything that it encompasses, you know. And one thing that I wanted to touch on is the five principles of Reiki. That's something that is so beautiful. It's something that I have. If I look to my right and to everyone else's left, I have them posted on my wall, because that is something that I tap into every day.
Mm-hmm.
Is the five principles of Reiki, and I'll mention them because they're so important to who we are as Reiki masters and what it is that we believe. And the principle says, just for today, I will let go of anger. Just for today, I will let go of worry. Just for today, I will be thankful for my many blessings. Just for today, I will work honestly. And finally, just for today, I will be kind to every living thing.
Mm-hmm.
And those are principles that I go by every day. And I love that it says just for today. We're tapping into it right now, just for today. We're not talking about tomorrow, what's happening, but just for today, we're going to embrace those principles. And that's something that's so powerful. All right. So what does that mean to you when you heard those principles?
You know, for me, I say those principles every day, and it brings a sense of presence, making it such that I'm in that moment of right now. And when you're in the now, is that focal point where you can change the reality that you're experiencing, you know, whether it's something in the mindset, if it's in the emotions, or even in the physical, you know, whether it's internal in the body or in the environment. And so the way to do that is to tune into the now. And so saying those precepts and understanding that, again, we are this life force Reiki, you know, Reiki is life force energy, and for us to activate that. And I also do Reiki on myself every single day.
Yes.
So that in including the precepts, and sometimes I have to do some other deeper work for removal and things like that, because I work a lot with clients, and, you know, I'm just sort of really out in the community a lot. So it's important to just remind myself of my own natural energetic feel, like, this is me. And when I step away from that, I know, like, wait a second, I picked up some energy. This is not me. This does not belong to me. So it's easier to release. And I feel that tapping into Reiki every day, tapping into the precepts on a regular basis,
yes,
fortifies that awareness of my natural resonance, my natural, you know, energetic imprint. Like, okay, I know who I am. So, you know, it keeps me grounded is what it does. And it keeps me connected. And it's a beautiful space. You know, I love high vibrations. You know, for those, my hair is like the color of the chakras. You know, it's is a semblance to vibrating as high as I can, because I wanted to create what I desire. And when I tune into that, it's the higher vibrations that do that.
Yes, I absolutely love that. And you're right. You know, practicing Reiki on ourselves is something that's powerful. And just like you said, you can carry, you know, energy is so powerful. And yes, you can carry energy, and as we're, performing Reiki on others, yes, it is, important that we remove those ties that can sometimes take place when we're conducting Reiki on others. So it is definitely a beautiful practice, and if you learn it and embrace it, it's so powerful. It is something that you can do. It is considered a laying on of hands, but it is really energy. You may not physically touch a person, but you're touching their energy. You're touching that force, that aura that's around them. And so it is something that is a beautiful practice, but there are things that come along with it. And as you mentioned, you're talking about chakras, and yes, your hair is beautiful, and it represents those
Thank
who are watching. It does
you.
represent the colors of the chakras, and chakras are important. So let's segue into that. Let's talk a little bit about chakras, because what we're doing is when we're helping people, or when we're practicing Reiki, we're helping people to realign those chakras, because sometimes they get out of balance. So let's talk a little bit about chakras first, and then we'll talk about how they can be misaligned, and how we go about bringing those into alignment. So tell them what chakras are, or how they work.
Absolutely, absolutely. In Sanskrit, chakra means wheel. And so we have these wheels of energy that are aligned along the back of our spine. And traditionally, we talk about seven, so the seven main chakras. However, history has introduced the notion that there are as many as 114 chakras. Some of those are in the body and some are outside of the body. So we'll just stay with the seven main ones that people may or may not be familiar with. So they start at the base or the root, which is our tailbone area, and extend all the way up to the top of our head. So our root chakra is denoted by the color red. And so again, that's right around our tailbone area. And then we go up to just underneath the navel. That's our sacral chakra. And so the color is orange. And then above that, sort of right below our rib cage, is that beautiful sun color, that bright yellow, and that's our solar plexus chakra. And then above that, in our heart space, our literal heart space, is the heart chakra. And that color is green. However, some people use pink as well, to describe that color. And then we move up to the throat area, which is a throat chakra, and that is blue, and that's a sky blue, so like a light color blue. And then up to our third eye chakra, that's a darker blue or indigo, and that's that third eye area. And then right on top of the head, the crown chakra, it's a violet color or white. And so again, those chakras are aligned really along the base of the spine. For the work that I do, I generally have my clients lay face up on the table. So, of course, the spine, you have that anterior or posterior part of the spine. So I can still reach those chakra points if they're lying down on their back and then, face up. Those chakra points are connected to different organ systems in the body as well. So people who have physical ailments can also experience a release of pains and illnesses just from Reiki sessions as well. So some people come to me and they may have headaches or, physical ailments. And a lot of times those are connected to energetic things that have been happening for a long period of time in the body. So we've heard the saying, the issue is in our tissues. So sometimes those emotional, challenges that we have, if there's resentment there, sometimes that resentment can turn into anger. Anger is associated with the liver. The liver is in that solar plexus chakra. So everything is connected. And so depending on what my clients come to me with, I'm able to set that intention with them of what they want to focus on. However, Reiki energy is intelligent God force energy. So even though we may set that intention, and sort of, attempt to guide the energy there, the body knows, and the Reiki energy knows where to go. They may know that, okay, wait, this is actually something dealing with the mind. This is a mental challenge that we need to work with first before we even go into the anger. Maybe it's a heart issue, you know, as far as releasing, we'll go there first and then go into that, you know, the liver or the solar plexus chakra. So our goal is to really be the guide and to help facilitate really that body healing itself. And sometimes we do need that assistance from someone else to kind of come in and help to rebalance until the body can get back into alignment.
Yes, yes. And it is a beautiful thing. So like you said, and thank you for that wonderful description, because it helps people to understand, just like you said, that interconnectedness. And when we're out of balance, or when it seems like we're out of whack, or we're out of sorts, you know, it's wonderful to be able to have a Reiki session and to be able to see how we can get that realignment, because sometimes it's misaligned. Sometimes it may be something, you know, when we think about our throat chakra, we think about our voice. Sometimes if we're having difficulty with communication, that may be an indication that our throat chakra is out of balance. Or if we're having issues with our sacral chakra, it may be something going on with something sexual or something in that area of our bodies, you know, things with our third eye, maybe our awareness. So there are so many different meanings, and, you know, we won't go deep into the weeds there, but what our goal is to, you know, create that alignment to get those wheels, you know, turning in the right direction. And just like you said, it's a matter of, you know, allowing that energy, or allowing us to find those points on their own, you know, because sometimes, just like she said, there'll be people who, you know, may think it's something going on in their mind, like you said, with headaches, and it may be something that is going on in their heart. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a Reiki master, you know, we allow that energy to guide us. So it is, we are guides, and it's beautiful when you know, someone can come in for a session and walk away feeling like, okay, I feel like things are back in order. You can actually feel it. And then also something that you know, is interesting with Reiki is that sometimes the person doesn't have to be physically before us. So talk a little bit about that type of Reiki, because it can happen from a distance as well.
Absolutely. And that's a beautiful part of Reiki. That is the distance healing that we can also do with Reiki. And every Reiki practitioner or Reiki master does that particular service differently. You can actually, for myself, I use Zoom. I like to connect with the energetic person, but you don't have to even do it looking at the person. You can use your, and again, we won't get too deep into it, so maybe I'll stop there. But basically, you can, you know, do long distance healing with Reiki. And it's actually a beautiful experience, because not everyone who needs Reiki or is requesting Reiki is in our neighborhood, you know, is somewhere where we can meet up with them. Right. So it's very important to cultivate an environment where people feel as though they can reach out and call, you know, and get assistance. I've actually worked with clients who some live in my area and they prefer, you know, a Zoom session. And then some are, you know, out of the state and even out of the country who would like a session. And then there are some who would prefer in person. So the beauty is to be flexible in that and seeing the need and provide, you know, whatever that need is for the client.
And it's wonderful as a Reiki master to have that option. So we're not limited to just one space or one area. Like you said, we can have clients that are out of the country and still be able to provide that service. And so that is a beautiful thing, because that energy travels. It is a life force. Absolutely. So there is movement in that. And so it is a beautiful, beautiful practice, and you know, the ability to align chakras. And I know that for some of you, you may be listening like, what in the world are they talking about? It is a matter of educating yourself. And like you said, I just wanted to bring to everyone's attention, or to everyone's awareness that, you know, energetic healing is just as powerful and just as effective as physical, you know, healing. And you know, so much of what we're hearing nowadays, you know, especially when we're talking about the medical field, and people are talking about how, you know, medications and things are masking problems that are happening, Reiki also helps with, some, chronic illnesses that are happening. We hear about its effects with, things like cancer and, hypertension, diabetes, things of that nature. It works in conjunction with, maybe some of the things that you're doing with your medical doctor. So, of course, with anything, you always want to make sure that you are, speaking to your medical doctor, but also know that there are other alternatives to healing that take place through things like Reiki. So, just a little bit more about what the process is, and that, healing and health and wellness come in many forms. So, like you said, you have your business that talks about health, I mean, wellness, beauty, and all of those things wrapped in one. How does that work with your Reiki practice? How do you combine those?
Absolutely. So, interestingly enough, I was working on a social media post earlier, and I had to go back into my page and say, now, how long ago was that where I really just focused on the energetic aspect of healing? And I looked and I said, oh my goodness, it's only been 4 months where I made that expansion. So initially, as I mentioned before, I had to find out what was happening with me energetically, as a registered nurse at the time, and just having this depletion, I had to fix that. And so once I realized what was happening and that I was really more susceptible than the average person to energy and energy being depleted, I said, okay, now that we understand what that is, we've got Reiki on deck. What do we do now? And so as I branched away and, went full steam ahead into Reiki as my business, I came upon an opportunity where there was an opportunity to focus on the physical body as well. And I said to myself, I'm really intrigued by that part because science is not too far removed from my experience. And I just said, this is interesting. Now, how? And I asked myself the same question, Kim. I said, now, how can I combine Reiki and this physical part? And I just really looked in the mirror like, you are a physical body, but you are a soul. The part of you that lives on forever is the soul. But while we are here on this planet inhabiting this beautiful earth, we have this body and we can't ignore it, right? Because we just talked about the chronic diseases that can creep up if we're not careful of what we're eating, if we're not careful of how we're managing stress. So we can be, have this beautiful Reiki experience. And this is specifically for clients because if we are Reiki practitioners ourselves, hopefully everyone is doing their own form of energy clearing. So for those clients, if you have that Reiki session, what happens when you leave? Usually you're going to go get something to eat. What are you going to go eat? If it's going to be like fast food or something that's not as nutritious, that's going to affect the physical body because we said again, everything is connected. So I started thinking about it, and the technology that I actually brought into my business actually measures the antioxidant levels in our bodies. And antioxidants, as a lot of us may know, really help us to protect against these free radicals or these damaging cells that cause the sickness and disease. So it would be along the line of thinking that the more antioxidant protection you have, the better off you are as far as having the tools you need to fight against these situations that come up in the body. Not saying that you will never have anything comes up, you'll never be sick again. It's just saying you have a certain amount of protection of antioxidants that can help combat that. That's like we have the white blood cells that help against, infection and things of that
Right.
nature. So, having, access to this technology, I said to myself, it makes perfect sense to expand soul Reiki into health, beauty, and wellness. And the beauty part of it is I realized, I said, nothing is foregone. We have all the experiences in life. We have to just know that it's for a reason. And so I thought back to a time where my very first business was a cosmetic business. And this was right after college. And I actually, in addition to nursing, I have a degree in psychology where I minored in chemistry. And so after graduating from college, I actually formulated my first cosmetic product. And then 6 years ago, for my business I was doing when I was working as a nurse, I had a cosmetic product there as well. And I said, you know what? This is about beauty as well. So it's health, beauty, and wellness. And there is a lot of science that actually correlates beauty, quote unquote, with wellness. Now, everybody's beauty is different. You know, when we think about like skin, for instance, there's beautiful shades of skin for everyone, but if we think of beauty, it's that beautiful shining skin. It's glowing no matter the shade, right? No matter the color. You know, there's health in the eyes. The eyes are white and clear, right? So there's beauty. We have certain markers that we denote as beauty. And so those actually tell us signs if our skin is not as plump. You know, maybe we're dehydrated. Maybe we need to take in more water, right? And so, you know, if our eyes have any sort of color to it, we might want to take a look at that. Is that a stress in the eyes? Are we not getting enough sleep? Is it something with an organ system that needs some addressing? So everything is connected. And I found that way of, you know, like I said, first measuring those antioxidants with an actual piece of technology, but then looking at the fact that if you do your energetic work on a regular basis, you're making sure that you're eating healthfully, everything else works together. You have that your unique beauty that's shining through. You're able to tap into that and share that with the world. So it's actually coming along pretty well. I'm excited about where we're headed in the future.
Awesome, awesome. I mean, and that's something that's so powerful because you think about that. Anytime we go for any type of service, you know, like you said, whether it be Reiki or whether it be someone who goes for a massage, or you go and do something that kind of opens up, you know, your body, or opens up, you know, your energy. Then we go and, because like you said, we go afterwards and you say, okay, wow, that was a lot. I'm hungry. And then, like you said, you go and you put things into your body that almost thwart everything that you just did. And so I think that's why it is so, you know, I love that you bring that up because it is so important that we talk to people about aftercare. And that's sometimes we're remiss to do that. We solve the problem or we give that temporary fix, but we don't talk about how to maintain or what should be done after we leave. You know, sometimes
Absolutely.
you'll go through a service and they may say, okay, make sure that you drink plenty of water after this, or make sure that you do this. Some services, people don't do that. And so I love that you say, you know, after your Reiki session, what are you going to do? You know, where are you going to go? You know, what are you going to eat something later? Make sure that you eat something light, or make sure that you eat something that is healthy, or you know, make sure that you consume a lot of vegetables and fruit and things of nature. Drink plenty of water because you're going to experience, you know, the opening of you know, of your energy, and you don't want to do anything that's going to reverse the effects almost immediately after they're taken. So that's
Exactly.
so important. That is so important. I'm glad that you bring that up because people don't stop to think that there is always aftercare in the things that we're doing, so that way we can maintain
Absolutely.
it. Yes, we want you to come back and have another session and be able to do that, but at the same time, you know, it's about learning how to maintain, learning how to do things so that you know we're continuing in creating that peace, or creating that sense of wellness that's going to last beyond the temporary. You know, so that's
I
something that
agree.
is huge. That is something that is huge. And just like you said, with beauty, it's all a matter of looking and you know, observing and saying, okay, wow, you know, what else can I look at? How can I tune into my body and notice when something is different? Just like you said, people who are not familiar with their chakras may not know that they're out of alignment. But they know that something is different. And that's why I think it's so important for us to be able to tune into our bodies so that we notice that something is different. We can say, hey, you know, I just know that something is out of whack and I need to do something. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, what a client looks like. You know, who is a person who would come for a Reiki session or who would consider Reiki?
One of the things that you just said, Kim, is something that I hear quite often. They may not know about the chakras and all of that. They just know I feel off. And I've heard a range of challenges that my clients call me for. So, for instance, someone may call and say, you know, and they'll use words, and I think they've kind of gone online and they've Googled a few
Right.
things. So they'll say things
Correct.
like, I need a clearing. And so I know exactly what they mean, like, okay, so what's going on? And so I'll listen very clearly. And I love to get on one accord with the client. It's important to understand the backstory of what got them to the point that they're at now, because we want to know, are we, because they will ask, okay, well, how many of these sessions do you recommend? Well, it depends on what's our goal, how long have you been, working with this challenge and that kind of thing. So it's really important to really to get a lot of information. And sometimes people will call me for a discovery call. We'll talk about it then, and then they'll book a session, or they may just book a session. And so either way, it's important to find out sort of what prompted, that request for a healing. I've had people actually who've done some spiritual work, and they know there's actually someone who called me who lives not locally at all. They live like 2 hours away. Can you imagine? They were coming into town to pick up some crystals, and I happened to be someone that they Googled, and they just said, I know, I work with spirituality often. However, what's going on with me now? I know that I need help. And she had that awareness, like, I know that I need someone else to move this for me. And so it was a beautiful space to hold for her, to know that I could assist her with that. And so we had a beautiful session. And again, this person lives out of town, and so it was just beautiful to be available and to pick up the phone and answer her call and really answer her need to provide that service for her. So there's some people who have the awareness of what exactly is going on or where it's located, and then there's some people who just know, I need help. I feel blocked. They will use words like I'm anxious, or I just, and they know that it's energetic, because they're not calling, they're not going to, urgent care, right? They're coming to, someone who will help them from a spiritual perspective. So it's an honor to sit in this space. It's an honor to have this. To I'll say for me, it was more of a memory to learn Reiki, because I picked it up very quickly. And one of the interesting things that I'll share is that, and Kim, I don't know if we even talked about this, but I did a DNA test actually in 2020, at the end of the year. And so I had a spiritual advisor that previously told me, like, you really should look into your DNA, your lineage is very important for you. And so I finally took that suggestion, got the DNA test, and the DNA test was from an African-based company. And so I said, okay, it came on recommendation. I said, okay, well, for some reason I knew that I would have atypical results. And so I was not prepared for the results that I got. And so I remember being on Facebook Live when I opened up the results, and it was so funny, the comments that people were saying, like, you should have seen your face when you read the results. So Kim, like, for us being female, we have to look at just our mother's lineage, because we don't have the XY, we just have the XX chromosome. So we would have to have a male cousin or brother for the father's side. But just on my mother's side, going back, I originated from an Asian woman.
Wow.
An Asian woman. And it said 100% Asian woman. And they gave me the genetic code. That haplogroup is what you use to determine your origin point. So if you're out of Africa, like, originally, I should not say out of Africa, but in Africa, it's going to be L. Like, it'll be L. And then it goes M, N, O, P. So that's the further you get from
Right.
Africa, right? And so it was just so interesting that my haplogroup started with M. So it was clear that it's like it wasn't L, it was M, and you're over here. And so, apparently that is where the origin point is. And it was just beautiful to realize that, because I said I knew that I had an affinity for Asian culture. I didn't know why, but it all made sense. And I said, this is what my spiritual advisor was saying, so I could connect the dots. It's important for me to know.
Yes.
For me, it was a memory of Reiki, not like, oh, I'm learning something
Yes.
and I have to work hard to, understand. No, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, like a memory.
Something
And
that was
so,
just unique. Oh,
yeah. And so it
phenomenal.
made sense. I was like, wow, okay, hello.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, that is wonderful, and it's so important. It's like you said, everything is about mind, body, and spirit, and how they interconnect, and how, just like you said, it brings something. It was something that was already innate. It was something that was already in you. And it's just like,
Yes,
okay,
sir.
it was just bringing it to your remembrance, you know? And
Yes.
that's lovely, because it just goes to show that, you know, it's not just the physical, it's the spiritual aspect as well. And what are we doing to create our peaceful existence on all planes? You know, we can look good physically, but still have issues with mental health. We hear about these things all the time. We still have issues with our spirituality. You know, I talk about, you know, when we are hungry, you know, we feed ourselves physically, but how are we feeding ourselves mentally? How are we feeding ourselves spiritually? And so I love that when you were talking about your clients, it's just people having that understanding that it's something beyond the physical. It's not something that I need to go to urgent care for, but it's still something in me that needs, that's troubling me, that needs to be, you know, changed. You know, and I think about some of the sessions that I participated in with my Reiki teacher, you know, where we were giving sessions to people in low income areas here in Atlanta, and people were just amazed at, you know how they felt after the session was over, you know. So it's just an understanding, it's an introduction to something that may not be common, but once they experience it, it's just like, well, that's what I needed, that's what was missing, you know. And sometimes, you know, when we don't know what we don't know, we don't know how to ask. We don't know who to see. So if there are people, if there, you know, are people out there listening who are just not clear about, you know, what's going on, they just thought something is happening, something is going on, something is not feeling right, you're quote unquote out of sorts, but it's not something that's physical, it may be time to tap into the spiritual aspect and start looking into possibly having a Reiki session. So that's something that you know, we want to bring to the forefront, and people know that there are other ways in which we can heal and experience wellness, and they're not only the physical, the mental, and the spiritual as well. All right. So you mentioned something about you know, a device, or that a piece of technology that can assist. So talk to me a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. This technology is called the biophotonic scanner. And this device actually scans your hand. So this device takes less than 30 seconds to give you a score. And the score is actually connected to a color, and the color is the colors of the rainbow. So I love the similarity there. And so you put your hand on the scanner, and once you get your number, you find out, okay, red will be on the lower end, that's the lowest that it can go, but it goes all the way up to violet, which as we know would be similar to the crown chakra. But what happens is, with the standard American diet, or the SAD diet, a lot of Americans are scanning in the red. The red are very low orange. And so what the goal is in the initiative is to get that number as high as you can get it. Because as I said, this is your antioxidant level. So imagine if someone is scanning in the red, they're depleted almost with antioxidants. And we can't say they have zero, you know, because the number actually starts at 10,000. So which is really, really low when you think in terms of how high you can go, which is, you know, above 89,000. You know, if you are just starting in the red, that's really, really low. And so that person needs to be on the lookout for, are they sick quite often? Do they catch, you know, a lot of colds and allergies and, you know, things that the average person has a defense mechanism against. So, this technology just gives you some insight into where you stand with that. I scan clients once a month. I make recommendations as far as dietary suggestions. You want to eat those colored fruits and vegetables, but namely the reds, the oranges, and the yellows. Those are those carotenoids, and carotenoids are they contain antioxidants. So we really want to make sure that our carrots and, you know, yellow peppers and, you know, the peppers come in all colors, squash, you know, people talk about greens a lot, and greens are perfect. I don't have anything against, you know, like our super greens and things of that nature, but it's the other colors too. You know, some people get, you know, they get those powders and the powders are like, here, your greens, you take a scoop of this. And it's like, okay, but where are the yellows? Where are the oranges?
Right.
Where are the reds? So we need to get those in our fruits and vegetables. And we have to really pay special attention in the winter because we're, you know, we're in Georgia. And so we don't have the berries that are seasonal. Now, of course, you can get berries that are, you know, outsourced from Mexico or whatever. But keep in mind, when you are eating fruits and vegetables out of season, those may not have the higher nutrient qualities as well. So you have to keep that in mind that, like, because I have people who scan low and they're like, oh, well, I do this and I do that. And I ask them, what's your sourcing for that? You know, are these canned vegetables? Are they, you know, I ask, you know, and people are taking supplements too, and they're still scanning very low. So that means that your supplements very likely aren't working. If you're taking them like you say that you're taking them, like every day, and you're eating a good diet, these numbers don't lie. You know, the math doesn't lie. So we have to, you know, come into the awareness, maybe carry around a notebook and really write down, I had 3 bell peppers this day. I had, you know, so that you can see for yourself, you know, this is the responsibility of the individual when it comes to healing. Healing is on the person who is wanting the healing, right? It's not, you know, even as Reiki masters, you know, we assist. That's why I use the word guide, because I don't want it to be confused that I'm actually doing something for you. You know, I'm assisting you along this part of the journey. And so there are still action steps that need to be taken by the person who desires, you know, that health or that energy or higher vibration. There's action steps that need to be taken. So yeah, the scanner, like I said, you put your hand there, it will measure through your skin that score. You can get that on a monthly basis. And that, unfortunately, it has to be in person because you have to put your hand on the scanner. So I can't do that distance. However, I do work with a network of people. I am a part of the Healthy Neighborhoods Project. And so we have a network of scanners who are scanner operators who are across the country. So if someone doesn't live in Atlanta, in Metro Atlanta, just reach out to me and then, you know, I can get your zip code and we can see scanner operators in your area.
Awesome. Awesome. I think that is wonderful. And I love that, you know, not only are you giving them, it's not, you're just giving them a score and say, wow, you scored low. All right. Well, good luck to you. See you next month.
Yeah. See ya.
That you're giving them actionable steps.
Exactly.
And that's something that's so important, you know, and when we talk about our, you know, health and, you know, sometimes you're given a diagnosis, we're not given a way in which to treat it.
Yes.
You know, or we're just given medication or things to mask it. And
for the symptoms.
And that's something I love that you have the scanner and that it talks about, you know, where you are set. That way, you know, okay, this is where you are, but this is not where we want you to stay.
Right.
So here are some things that you need to do.
Exactly. And you can monitor it, you know, on a monthly basis. And that way you can keep up with what you're doing. So it's, you're measuring the changes that you're making and you can see the results. And if the number's not changing, you have to be honest with yourself and say, okay, really, what am I really doing? And I haven't met anyone yet who doesn't have to come to terms with that and will admit, okay, you know, maybe I did do this for 2 weeks and I didn't do this for the other 2 weeks. Yeah, these numbers don't lie.
They don't lie. Well, like I said, this has been a wonderful, wonderful conversation. You know, I love that we've gotten an opportunity to introduce the you know, concept of Reiki to people and what it does, and to talk a little bit about the chakras and the principles that go along with that. You know, again, it's you know, enlightening people to things that are out there that are going to help us to cope. And again, that's my acronym for Create Our Peaceful Existence. What are we doing to put ourselves in a good space? What are we doing to assist our body and to, you know, to raise our level of being energetically? How are we doing that and doing that on a daily basis so that way we're bringing the entire aspect of wellness, everyone that's out there. So I appreciate all that you are doing with your practice and all that you are going to continue to do as different areas in that practice unfold. So I appreciate you for bringing that to us. So please tell people how they can get in contact with you and then also how they can possibly, you know, find out about scanners in their area if they're interested in having that done as well.
Absolutely, Kim. And I have to say again, thank you so much for having me on your wonderful podcast. I think it's important to have, opportunities to share these important insights and information so that people can have the awareness that there is a better way, or there's a way that can be of assistance to you if you're seeking, alternatives to certain things and you want to just expand your health and wellness. So thank you for this opportunity to share. On social media, you can find me at Soul Reiki Health Beauty Wellness. And actually, if you put that in Google, everything will pop up. My Instagram will pop up, Facebook will pop up, and my scheduler as well will also pop up. I have a link tree. And again, if you just put in Soul Reiki Health Beauty Wellness, you will actually see that information. Of course, on Instagram, there's a link. You click the link, it takes you to the link tree. When you get to link tree, you will see the first thing is always how to schedule a service with me. When you click on it, you'll see all the different options. You will see one for the scanner. You just have to actually scroll down and just choose a service that is right for you. There's also a 15-minute no fee discovery call. So if you click the link and you're just like, hey, I don't know which one I should do, or I just want to have a conversation and you tell me what I need, you just sign up for a no fee discovery call, and then I will call you and we'll talk things out. That goes the same for if you want to be scanned. And again, if you're not in Metro Atlanta, please still reach out and I can get your zip code and plug it into the system and see a scanner operator that is local to you. And then we would go from there.
Awesome. Awesome. So you all have a way to get in contact with Solera and she can assist you in all things Reiki and all things, involved in that scanning process. And again, thank you so very much for coming and sharing your wisdom and all that you're doing, here in the Metro Atlanta area and abroad. So one thing that I ask my guests, of course, before we depart is, how are you living in this now? How are you navigating in the space that we're in?
I love the question. For me, Reiki is life. It's not something that I clock into at 8 a.m. and clock out at 5. It's a lifestyle. I live it, I breathe it in my own life. And I do Reiki on myself every single day. And I tune in, tap into my awareness of this God force, this life force energy that is amazing, that we are all imbued with. We are all this beautiful energy. We've just forgotten that. And I know that part of my mission and my purpose is to remind everyone, this is who you are. This is what you came to give the world. And so me tuning in, tapping into me, gives me that fortitude to hold space for others so that they can remember who they are and give to the rest of the world. So for me, Reiki is life and it's just restorative. It gives me the groundedness that I need to stay connected to myself. As you know, Kim, when we're out here working with people and doing a lot, if we're not careful, we can get caught up. We can get disconnected. We can get lost in, wait a second, who am I here? Because there's just so much that can be coming in. But if we slow it down, we start it off, the Reiki precepts in the morning, it's so important because there's a peace that comes with, just for today, I will do my work honestly. And I'd like to say at the end of that, just for today, I will be kind to myself and every living thing. Because if I'm kind to myself first, it's like when you're on the airplane, you put your oxygen mask on first in a situation where you need to resuscitate, you save yourself first. It's self-preservation. There's nothing wrong with that. Because if I'm not okay, I can't help anyone. If I'm not balanced and nourished, I can't help anyone. So self-care is number one. And I do that with Reiki. I do that with nutrition. I scan myself every month and I publish my scores because I walk the talk. I want you to see, okay, this is where I was this month. Okay, what happened? If the score is the same or if it goes down, and it did happen one time, it went down. I said, okay, look, I was here and it went down. But then I scanned again the next month and it went back up. But I want people to know that this is real life. And that I'm doing what I'm suggesting that you do as well. I'm doing that and showing those results. So it's basically being all that I'm sharing with others.
Yeah, Yeah, I absolutely love that. I love that. And that's what, you know, it's about, like you said, that self-care. It's about tapping into ourselves. It's about putting that oxygen mask on ourselves first and making sure that we're in the best possible space so that we can be that force or be that guide or be that assistance for others. And so again, thank you so much for being here. Know that you
Thank you.
are welcome to come back at any time, okay? Because once you're a member of the How Now family, which you officially are now, part of the How
Thank
Now
you.
family, you are welcome to come back because what's happening in your life right now may not be, you know, it may be different 2 minutes, 2 hours, 2 months, 2 years, 2 weeks from now. And so we're
So
always
true.
all holding space for you to come back and tell people how you are living in your now. And so before we leave, are
Thank
there
you.
any other parting words that you would like to leave with our listeners that they can carry with them with regards to Reiki or with regards to their
Sure.
energy?
Sure. I'm going to leave our listeners with this. You are enough. That's the basis for everything. I think we're out here on social media, for example, and we're measuring ourselves against what's happening, what this person is doing, what's happening on the job. Are people, responding to me, based on my household and all of that? But you are enough just the way that you are. When you mentioned your acronym, Kim, it made me smile because I have an acronym for enough. And if we start with that understanding that we are E for exquisite, N for notable, one of a kind, unmatched, genius, and hero, you are enough. You're enough. And when you start from that standpoint, you feel a sense of peace. When you just say it over and over, like, okay, I'm enough. I am enough. I am enough. Like, wow, like I am enough. Then you begin to get into your unique gifts and abilities and calming things down and realizing what you came to give. So just start with that simple concept that you are enough. You are enough. You don't have to have any outer validation. Let people, if they want to unfollow you or move away from you, the more you move into your authenticity, let them fall to the wayside. Let that go. Let it flow. You are enough. You are enough.
You are enough. You heard it here. Again, darling, thank you so much for being with us, for leaving those wonderful words of wisdom. And, again, remember, you are enough. You are enough. And like I said, it's been a pleasure having you, my dear. We look forward to you, coming back to see us again and letting us know what's going on in your now. And again, peace and blessings to you and all that you're doing moving forward. Okay.
Thank
And
you.
that will do it, everyone, for this edition of the How Now podcast, where we talk about how to live in the now. And until we see you the next time, I say peace.
Peace, everyone.